The polar ice caps are among the most forbidding and inhospitable places on Earth, with their frigid temperatures, violent storms, and prolonged winds. But to many of the scientists who work there, they are beautiful and fascinating.
Antarctica. I mean, this is one of my favorite places to be.
Paul Pongangas is just one of the many scientists taking part in the coordinated research effort launched this week. He studies empire penguins at the South Pole.
Very unique. And these animals can survive under conditions where their body oxygen levels are very low, levels which would cause trauma to our tissues. So their adaptations could be very relevant to basic understanding of some physiological processes in medicine.
International Polar Year, or IPY, is one of the largest collaborative science programs ever attempted. It is sponsored by the United Nations and the International Council of Scientists, and it aims to help us understand and address problems brought on by climate change. Polar scientist Robin Bell.
This set of problems are the ones that we cannot address as single nations. These are places we cannot go alone, and that the IPY provides a unique opportunity for us to get to through collaboration with the international science community. Our understanding of the polar regions will be advanced. We'll end up with an observation system. We'll be in place to monitor the change in the Arctic and in the Antarctic. We're certain to encounter new discoveries and advances in our understanding. But just as important will be what we've heard time and again, is the outcome will be the new generation of scientists and engineers who'll be motivated to understand our planet and address the pressing issues of change. This IPY is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Professor Donald Manahan has been working in Antarctica for more than 20 years.
That polar science really matters to you. And by you, I mean the general public. Cold biosphere dominates planet Earth. Not just the poles, but even the deep ocean. Most of planet Earth is cold. And I think one of our challenges in IPY is to make the public aware of the importance of poles. It's not just some little thing at the top and the bottom of the Earth that matters to a few scientists. It matters to everybody.
And that is what this concentrated, coordinated year of international research at the North and South Pole is all about. Paul Sisko, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。